So this morning we're going to be talking about listening, primarily in the area of soul winning, but it's a skill we need to learn to apply to all areas of our Christian life, whether it's in church, at home, at work. You know, to be a good soul winner, you must be a good listener. You know, and I struggle, to be honest, I do struggle with this. If you've ever talked with me, sometimes I might zone out and not really listen to what you're saying. And I know it's a hard thing. It should be one of the easiest things we'd ever do. But for most of it, it's very hard. So tip number one this morning is good listening requires patience. James chapter 1, verse 19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Be swift to hear, eager, quick. You want to hear and then just wait till they finish. You don't want to speak right away. So soul winning, after you do your introduction, you invite them to church. And what do? We ask the question. If you were to die today, are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven? Don't get anxious. Let them answer. Don't give them words. Don't put words in their mouth. But people can tell if you get anxious. They're looking at your body language. They can tell. So just relax and give them space to answer. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." It's foolishness and shameful to interrupt somebody when they're speaking. But why do we do it? No patience. While most people are talking, most of us, if you'd be honest, you're already thinking about what you're going to say. You're already thinking about, this is what I'm going to answer. And I call this kind of listening like half-ear listening. You're only just listening with about half of your ear. Because in your mind, you already know where they're going with it. You already know what they're going to say. And I know at the door, most people give us the wrong answer. They're going to give us something we know goes against the Bible, and we want to just get to it. We want to fix it and correct it. But you need to patiently listen to them. So hopefully, if they give you a chance, you can give them the gospel, and they're going to listen to you. Go to 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. Tip number two is good listening also requires remembrance. Requires remembrance. So not only must you be patient, you must remember what was said to you. This is critical for soul winning, since there must be a change of mind or repentance. I mean, and when you show up, if they say something to you and then when you get done, nothing's changed, well, either they were already saved or they didn't get saved. They didn't listen. There must be a change. But you need to be able to remember what they said in the beginning, to quote back to them. And here's an example of something we do a lot. We'll say something like, "When I got here, you believed that you had to be a good person to go to heaven. But do you still believe that now that after I showed you what the Bible says?" So here in 1 Kings, we have an example of Solomon. He patiently listens to both sides of the story, and he quotes back to everyone listening and what both women said, and he hears, he speaks, and then he gives judgment. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. "Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, 'O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And the woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, 'Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son.' And this said, 'No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son.' Thus they spake before the king." So Solomon here now, he's going to quote back to them what they said before he gives his judgment, which means to me that he really listened. And he wants to let them know, I heard both sides of this. So verse 23, it says, Then said the king, "The one saith, 'This is my son that liveth, and thy son is dead.' And the other saith, 'Nay, but thy son is dead, and my son is the living.' And the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, 'Divide the living child in two, give half to the one and half to the other.' Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, 'O my lord, give her the living child, and no wise slay it, But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Because isn't that what we do at the door? Aren't you judging? I mean, you're listening to what they're saying, hopefully, and then you're judging it, running it through the Word of God, seeing whether or not it aligns with the Word of God. So this morning, as we go out and we knock on these doors, let the wisdom of God be in you when you are listening. To do judgment, as far as you're going to judge them saying, hey, are they saved? They gave me kind of a wrong answer based on what I heard you say. And you're going to do judgment by hopefully give them the gospel. But let's truly listen with patience. Be patient. Don't be in a hurry to get them the next door. Be patient. If someone's going to give you the time, if you ask that question, can I show you? And they're going to give you the time to go through the gospel. Be patient. And remember, good listening requires patience and remembrance. And remember that we're there for them. We're ministering to them. But we must first listen before we can preach to them. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, you thank you for allowing us to go soul winning, Lord, to go out and reach the lost. And I pray you help us all to be good listeners, to be patient with people, and to remember when people speak to us to truly listen so we can know where they're at and what their needs are. Lord, thank you for all you do. May you keep us safe and bring us all back to church tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.